Richard Martin's Wake Up Call podcast, presented every Monday and Friday, providing you with the truth and the facts. You decide.
Hello and welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. This is Richard Martin with details of your wake up call on Friday, June the 2nd, 2017, and I'm talking to you from Malaysia. US corporate media reports often claim that Russia decided the 2016 US election, or tried to do so, or wanted to try to do so. But they also often admit to not knowing whether any such thing is the case. There is not one single established account in existence, as far as we know, with or without evidence to support it, of exactly what Russia supposedly did. Not one. Did you know that? Yet there are countless articles casually referring, as if to established fact, to the Russian influence in the 2016 presidential election, Yahoo. Russian attempts to disrupt the election, New York Times. Russian interference in the 2016 US presidential election, ABC. Russian influence over the 2016 presidential election, The Intercept. A multi-pronged investigation to uncover the full extent of Russia's election meddling, Time. Russian interference in the US election, CNN. Russia's interference in the 2016 presidential election, American Constitution Society. Russian hacking in US election, Business Standard. What is hacking, anyway? There doesn't seem to be a uniform definition of the term. And again, there's no evidence that Russia even did it. The Russian interference in the 2016 United States elections even exists as a factual event in Wikipedia, not as an allegation or theory. But the factual nature of it is not so much asserted as brushed aside. Former CIA Director John Brennan, in the same congressional testimony in which he took the principal stand, "I don't do evidence," testified that, quote, "The fact that the Russians tried to influence resources and authority and power, and the fact that the Russians tried to influence the election so that it was the will of the American people which was not going to be realized by that election, I find outrageous and something that we need to, with every last ounce of devotion to this country, resist and try to act to prevent further instances of that." End of quote. He provided no evidence. Belief that Russia helped put Trump in the White House is steadily rising in the US public. Anything commonly referred to as fact will gain credibility. People will assume that at some point someone actually established that it was a fact. These ridiculous claims about Russia are unique in their wide proliferation, broad acceptance and status as something to be constantly referred to as though already established, constantly augmented by other Russia-related stories that add nothing to the central claim. This phenomenon, in my view, is as dangerous as any lies and fabrications coming out of the racist right. Very grim. All right, well, today I am going to talk about the tradition of the central banks in accepting without question the precepts of the so-called economists, who are a bunch of political hacks, basically looking to serve their masters. We'll also be talking about central banking, which was once an honest profession, talking about global debt to GDP, and the fact that interest rates are rising, despite the fact that global GDP, or rather debt to GDP, is now 325% and rising. This is an accident waiting to happen. Talking about why the market didn't collapse, despite the fact that everybody said it would once QE had ended, and in fact, therefore, QE was responsible for it rising in the first place, which, frankly, I never bought into. I'm going to talk about the concept of worry, which we all seem to have so close to our being 24 hours a day, and why actually it's perhaps a good thing as opposed to a bad thing. We will talk about the difficulties that we have with the national budgets and the US government, which tries to pretend that things are better than they are. Lots of things to chow down upon today, ladies and gentlemen, and we shall do so. So, it being Friday, let me wish you all a wonderful weekend. I will be back, same time, same place. This is Richard Martin saying bye-bye till then.
And there you have it. You decide.